Happy New Year, Yu's Eve, so I say everybody, I'm so glad that I've tuned in and that I'm still alive today to be able to speak of the end of 2020, moving swiftly on into the 2021 year. You know, it's been a lot of bumps, a lot of highs, a lot of lows through 2020, but yeah, I'm glad to say that there's been more highs than lows, I would say, this year. So I'm so grateful to be here tuning into the podcast with all of you lot who are tuning into The Last Word in Bab. So if you're new to this podcast, it's basically where I talk around topics of that inspire me, that can inspire my audiences, and other topics that I feel that can help people in general. Just add value to all of you lot through there, and you all add value to me as well, which I think is important as well. So today I'm just going to talk an update of what's happened so far this year, and you can all tell me about some of your updates or your highlights, should I say, of the year 2020, and things that you may do differently 2021. I'm gonna obviously do a YouTube video on my channel as well this today as well. So I speak more on that in the last part of the video of this podcast. But anyway, let's move on swiftly to the updates. So I just wanted to talk more about the updates, such as, you know, I had a health issue two months ago that I had. That was scary. That was a big issue that I had with. I had like a chest infection and breathing, asthma, everything else mixing together was a bad concoction. For sure, and it obviously affected me for a bit. I had to use pills in order to get better from it. But I just thank God because He helped me through it. And I within a week or so, I was fine again, and I could my breathing was an issue. And you know, there was no issues with my chest X-rays that I had, so that, you know, was all clear. So I'm really happy for that. That you know, I'm really sort of blessed and grateful to, you know, to have life and to, you know, to have got through that hurdle that I had, and you know, seen the other side. So I was really glad for that. And obviously, you know, on a positive note, I finished my university, my 3 years at university. You know, got my sports science degree, passed that, got a 2.2. Really, I was really, you know, happy to pass it, because, you know, the whole 3 years was a lot of highs and lows, such as this year as a whole as well. And I got through it, and I passed through it, and you know, it's all thanks to my friends, family, support, helping through it, and you know, God, most importantly, You know, my faith really helped me, and you know, God's really helped me through it, through the hard times and the good times as well. But yeah, I got through it. Obviously, unfortunately, because I don't have the graduation ball ceremony and all of that, we couldn't have that because of the COVID. But hopefully, obviously, next year, we can have it all, you know, really have a good, you know, occasion, or event that occurs either virtually or in person, I think would be good for everybody. But yeah, apart from that, that was a really good high. Obviously, I achieved some of my goals, which was obviously passing the third year, graduating. I had a job for a few months of this year, which I was really grateful to have, because that helped to put some money into my pocket, which I was really grateful for too. So that really helped me. And it also helped me focus more on my other goals, which was to elevate my podcast and start on my brand and me creating content on my social medias and start again on the YouTube space as well, which I managed to do. I managed to do all of that. I managed to elevate my podcast to a podcast more consistently, do my start to build the brand through my Facebook page and through my Instagram and all of that as well. What I've done, I'm just growing, and obviously now I'm starting to grow a team through there and get a photo assistant, get people to help me, support me, see it grow to the next level. That's what I'm all about. So I'm grateful for that happening. Really grateful for that. Really trying to grow my presence online as well, which has grown a fair bit as well. So I'm really blessed and really grateful that I've achieved milestones that's helped me to grow into the next stage that I'm trying to achieve to be at. So yeah, that was really great. I still haven't fully got my driving yet. So I'm sort of working towards that. Seeing what's happening in terms of the housing, I'm trying to get a house, but I need the money towards that. So I'm saving money. I managed to also start to get in investments, put some money into my investments, which I've managed to do, put in some stocks and shares, which I've done this year, which I'm grateful for as well, because then I can see how that grows for the years. That can only help me towards other ventures and things that I want to do as well. I've managed to do bits and bobs that I want to definitely do. Some things that I managed to want to do later on in the year, so it wasn't necessarily a full goal in 2019 going into 2020 in the first few months. But obviously as the year grew, I sort of knew that I wanted to do more goals, and I put it into my board, into my vision board, into my target stuff that I want to do. So I was grateful for that. The COVID situation didn't help through that started throughout the year and has now spread into 2021. But hopefully, a lot of deaths have occurred as well, which I'm not, just really put sorrow into my heart. But hopefully we can, move into 2021 with better ambition, better love and care and for each other, and a lot of happiness and positivity, I would say, going to 2021. I hope everybody has that. If you want to share your goals with me, or share your goals with each other, share it on the channel platform, on this platform, or share it on my Instagram, on my YouTube, or any of my social medias. I really want to engage in it and hear from you lot of what's your opinion on this topic, on your highlights of 2020, what are some of your goals for 2021, moving forward. I also managed to do some shopping yesterday, do all of my bucket load shopping for 2021, just clothes, items and bags and stuff that I want to purchase through 2021. So I'm happy that I did that. Quite a bit of money spent, but you know, it's worth it at the end. So yeah, what's everybody planning, or what's everybody planned already going into 2021, and what are your ambitions and goals you want to achieve? We want to hear that from all of you. I'm really interested in really engaged in to hear what are all of your goals, so we can support each other and help each other, and we can collaborate on it together. Because two minds or 10 minds are better than one, that's for sure. Yeah, if you got any questions for me, put it into my description below, on this podcast or on the channel. Obviously I'm looking to collaborate with some of the podcasts and the people throughout 2021. That's definitely another goal of mine, to always bring the people into the show every year and every month as well. So you know, I'm really happy. If you want to tune into my YouTube channel, that is Babsy Gilwa. I put it in the description for this video. My YouTube, because I'm gonna do one in about an hour, 2 hours time today. Just to hear what everybody's goals are for 2021 and what everybody's highlights for 2020. Obviously my Instagram, I'm gonna pull all of that socials and everything else information in the description below. I'm really happy for all of you tuning in. This year has been a really good year in terms of to my podcast, in terms of it growing, in terms of all of you tuning in different countries. I really don't take it for granted. You know, it's really something that warms my heart when I see so many people tuning into my podcast from different over the world. And it's a lot of you. And though you don't always engage, you always see the video and you always watch it. So or tune into it. So I'm really blessed and happy that that you lot have joined in my first few months, or like 5 or 6 months of doing this on the channel, on my podcast, and really joining in the journey with me. It's gonna be a nice ride, a high ride, a good ride for 2021. You know, trying to grow the podcast even more, and if you have any ideas of how I can grow the podcast even more, then I would love to hear your views as well, because you know, all views and opinions are really taken into consideration and are openly expressed, and really want to hear your opinions as well. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to 2021. I hope all of you are. I'm happy for 2020 and what's occurred into this podcast. I don't repeat myself again, but yeah, I'm really blessed to have hold of you tuning in and part of my podcast gang, and I hope you all have a good New Year's Eve, and 2021 is gonna be a good year for all of us, and I'm really looking forward to what God does for all of you lot, you tune in for 2021, and what he has in store for you lot. You know, it's gonna be absolutely marvelous. So yeah, I'm really happy, and I'll see you all in the next podcast that I'll be doing with you very soon. All right, have a good day, peace and love, all of you lot, and I'll see you all soon. God bless.